Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah! It is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast. Jack Fritz, the season started exactly like we thought it would. Just kidding. How you doing? I got nothing. What a great time. It was. I'm so happy baseball's back. We wait a whole offseason. We're so excited about the Phils. Most anticipated beginning in over a decade. Fun times.
Yeah, it is. It's awful.
and it's not what I needed, Jack, all right? I'm not panicking. It's three games. Whatever. If it happened in July, we wouldn't even talk about it. But, like, come on, man. Like, come on, man.
Give us something.
Yes.
Give us something. So, I haven't won a bet since Saturday. Walker's 0-3 at the Phils.
Not great.
Listen, this kid already might be a mistake.
Walker, and they're facing the Rangers start of the season.
Donovan just bet. But, all right. So, I'm not hitting the panic button. But I'm definitely a bit concerned.
Wow! Like, was not expecting that. Wow!
Well, because we watched them this weekend, right?
Yeah, we did.
And it really started on opening day when I saw the lineup, and I was like, hold on. Like, we went from our lineup is the deepest in baseball. We're gonna have a loaded hitter hitting eight. Like, all we need is like Marsh and Stott and Bohm, like, to take minor steps forward, and this is a nasty lineup. And now it's like, hold on, I got Jake Cave, Mr. Spring Training, and listen, hopefully he's fine. I mean, I'm sure he's nervous that, like, I had an unbelievable spring, and now I'm putting that kind of pressure on my shoulders when the season starts. I'm sure there's pressure there. And then I look at the lineup last night. It's
Josh,
like,
Harrison batting sixth. You didn't like that?
Josh Harrison.
You don't think Josh Harrison should be batting sixth in a lineup in Major League Baseball today?
No, especially. So my problem is, and my concern really is. Is that we went from having legitimate depth at a bunch of different places, whether it was a starting rotation, like Bailey Falter was our sixth starter,
mm-hmm.
now he's our fourth starter.
Mm-hmm.
You had you know, all these guys in the lineup. You know, Edmundo Sosa can come off the bench, Josh Harrison come off the bench,
Derek Hall can come off the bench,
Derek Hall can come off the bench in a pinch, and now we're relying on those guys to carry them until Bryce gets back. Because I look at the lineup. And I'm like, they're just missing a big bat. Like, they are missing a big bat. And that big bat is Bryce Harper. And the thing that would have helped them get to Bryce Harper coming back, obviously, would be 30 home runs from Rhys Hoskins. Like, it's like all that's kind of culminating of, like, oh my God, did we make a big miss here in our evaluations? And it just looked like a team that was a hitter short all weekend long. You know, it was like a big spot's coming up. The wrong guy's usually up.
Pashy's coming up.
Like, it's the first weekend of the year. Like, the guy is obviously a project. He obviously doesn't work with. He's been here for 2 days.
Yeah.
And we're playing him on Sunday night in on national TV. Like, I get it's a lefty, but hold on. You told Brandon Marsh all year, like,
yeah.
You got to fit. You're our guy. Hey, we're pulling him for.
You got to hit off the lefty in the opener and against reliever.
Like, it's just it was mind. You get it off day Friday. It's not like you're tired. So it was a disheartening weekend. I'm not hitting the panic button, but there was a part of me that was looking at the lineup and I was like, this isn't what I kind of envisioned. Like, and the part that stinks about it is that, you know, now it's like, well, JT has to be unreal and Castellanos has to be back to Castellanos. Like all these things were like, we have the big pieces around them to where we don't need to rely on them to kind of carry the offense. And that's not where they are right now. Like, these guys all have to kind of play out of body in a way. And it's just like, it's a tad scary. It's a tad scary.
See, I'm not there yet. I get it. And I did feel that with the lineup, certainly. You know, I was like, this isn't quite what I was expecting coming in. And the Rhys injury, I think from that perspective, we did feel that just looking at the lineup and how the lineup played out. But it's three games
it
in
is.
Texas. It for some reason the Texas Rangers might as well be the 27 Yankees when they're facing the Phillies. So
12 straight.
What What the hell is that?
It's
a
probably,
decade almost.
So it's. I think I hate the NFC East thing where it's like we haven't had a division winner back to back year since 2004.
It drives me crazy. Yeah.
I think this is worse. Like the fact that they can't, like, they just can't beat them. Like, yeah. they are the greatest baseball team ever created against the Phillies. Like, it's absurd. So yeah, there's something weird about the Texas Rangers. Also, there's been this thing where, like, people just think the Rangers are a bad team. It's like,
yeah. Well, they were bad last year.
They were bad last year. But at the same time, like,
they spent money. They're trying to win at least. They got some dudes. I mean, the top four of their lineup's really good. Like, that's legit with those four guys.
Yeah.
Like, all those guys can hit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Seager had a record for home runs last year by left-handed shortstop.
And Semien's a beast.
He's back.
I mean, Nathaniel Lowe can hit.
Yeah.
Odolis Garcia is a stud all of a sudden.
Yeah. He finally stopped striking out all the time. And then, like, they do have DeGrom, Evaldi, Martin Perez. Like, it's not like that. Like, I think there's this notion that everyone looked at last year and they were like, oh my God, like, the Rangers are a pushover. And it's like, well, that's not
really.
Well,
their over-under was 81.5. Like, Vegas knew that they
were. So they're about 500.
But that's the right number for them. But. Yeah, look, I get it, and it was frustrating. But look, Casty looked good. I mean, you look for things that you take some positives from the weekend. Castellanos looked strong at the plate, got some walks, got some hits. And again, look, honestly, it's so funny because I didn't come out of it being concerned about the lineup. I feel like they'll hit. I mean, Schwarber did nothing. Turner didn't do that much. Like, they'll get there. My biggest worry was wear and tear and tired Aaron Nola coming out of the weekend and seeing how Nola pitched and the pitch clock and how it affected him. So, there are things that you look at, and I think the depth of the pitching staff is something we talked about coming into the season. That was a concern coming into the season. And to your point, having to start, and I know he's the four, but starting Bailey Falter in game three, who was the best starter of the weekend by the Phillies, no less.
Like we thought.
The stopper, he's back. didn't score enough runs to be a stopper. But
he did his job.
But I think with the Wheeler-Nola thing, I worry about how deep they went in the last year and whether they're going to need blows throughout the season and if they're a little worn down and all that. So that's a general concern to me, but I can't get too worked up over three games. Like, I can't get there. I get your point because the lineup, I did feel that when I looked at the lineup.
It's like, hold on.
Wait a minute. They're supposed to have the best lineup in baseball. I mean, okay. All right. So I do think that matters. And look, Harper, I mean, if you want real silver lining from the weekend, it's the what Topper said about him last night, the vibe around Harper coming back and all that. I think that's really good. That's exciting. But they can't not hit until Harper comes back. That's
right.
For sure.
Right. Well, and I guess my thing with the with Nola and Wheeler and really just the majority of the pitching staff is that none of them looked ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, none of them looked ready to go. And I'm already over the complaining about the pitch clock. Like, you had all spring training to figure it out.
I know. That was the one part that annoyed me with Bryce. It's like, get our game back. It's like, bro, it ain't changing. This ain't changing, pal. Like, get used to it. Get on board, buddy.
Well, and it's like, they do have to get on board with it because it's not going anywhere. But it's just, it sounds so excuse-making.
Yeah, it does.
And it's like, there's been plenty of pitchers that have been able to adjust to it. And
everyone else is doing the exact same thing you are.
You're not, no one's targeting the Phillies and saying, you guys are the problem. Even though I think Wheeler and Nola were in the top 10 of slowest bases last year.
Yeah, I feel like Nola, like, especially with the runners on base thing and all.
Oh my God, it was awful. It was just legitimately awful. So,
I'm a big, my new phrase is, no excuses, just explanations. And it does feel like it could be an explanation for some of what we saw.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. It does. It's a loser mentality.
Well, it's just like, we got to figure it out. You know, and you had all spring training. So, command was off, especially with Wheeler. Like, there was a point, he was throwing like 92,
quickly. It was like the third inning, it started dropping.
Yeah. And the part where it's like, I'm not going to really blame like the coaches or whatever. Like, these guys have been around for a while. Wheeler and Nola have been around for a while. They should know their bodies well enough to where it's like, I know what I need. I know what it needs to take to get my body ready to go for opening day.
Doubt.
But there was a lot of that. Like, everything looked like, everything looked like they're just kind of hanging around until June. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Like, it just looked like it wasn't a total sense of urgency.
I felt like none of it.
It didn't feel that way. Because when they went up 5-0, it was like on opening day.
Oh,
like, this is who we are now.
Here we go.
And they're like flying around the bases.
No, like triple after triple. And yeah.
And you know, you see Wheeler and Nola struggle the way they do. You see Sir Anthony, who really, I mean, one of the more under-talked about things about spring training was like, he just didn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
And he got, you know, lit up on Saturday.
Yeah, he looked horrible.
And a lot of these
now a low leverage spot, you know, closer type guys in those, you know, 7-3 games. Like we've seen that many, many, many times where a guy comes in that spot and just gets hit up because mm-hmm. he needs that pressure or whatever it is. But certain things pitch enough around the you know, pitching enough different spots. You wouldn't think that would be the case.
No. You know, Soto was terrible on mm-hmm. Thursday, but last night he
looks awesome.
He's like, oh, good.
It's nasty.
It's like, there he is.
That was sick, dude.
There he is. So, yeah, I mean, overall, obviously, it's more of like an annoying weekend more than anything. And again, if this happens in July, no one cares. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, oh, whatever, they had a bad series. They can't beat the Rangers. Ha, ha, ha.
No one's doing the ha, ha.
No, there's no ha, ha's. But now it's like, well, this is... You know, this is when everyone's kind of paying attention. Everyone's watching. And it feels mm-hmm. like, you know, in a way, I feel bad for Aaron Nola because, like, whenever anyone's always watching, it's here comes the meltdown in the fifth inning. But at the same time, you know, you look at how they're kind of constructed and you start thinking about, like, you know, what they did when Harper went out last year. They went 32-20, but there was this, like, we can't let this whole thing fall apart. And there was a part of me in watching the games over the weekend that was like, man, maybe they really do miss having Reese around. And they miss having like their leader who can mm-hmm. kind of say something, you know, when needs to be said. And just kind of having that cog in the locker room and in the lineup to kind of be like, okay, we got this, calm down, like figure it out. And maybe they're just in like a bit of a downer mood. Like
they call him captain and they lost him for the season. I mean, that was a tough injury at the end of spring training. You're pretty much all getting ready to come north. And then that happens. It is look, I think your point, losing Reese from a, you know, chemistry motivation perspective, but also just to your point, like the kind of shock of it happening when it did could have deflated some of their sales, so to speak, or the win from their sales.
Yeah, well, and you know, because they talk about how important he is to everything they do, culture wise, all that. And I think that there could be this portion of maybe the team or whatever that's like, man, Bryce is out. Rangers missing some time. Painter's missing some. Now Reese is hurt.
Like the ring slams.
I know. I'm married.
letting people know.
Yeah. So like
don't
now,
forget it.
And now it's like, man, are we gonna be able to catch a break here? Like, are we gonna be able to get this? And I think if it happened like mid season, there's a bit of a different feel to it. Like, there's a bit of like a rally around it.
Yeah.
But the fact that it happened like in spring training, so you can't even like get the season started before, like it just. It had to be deflating a little bit, and they looked a little bit deflated this weekend when it came to like having that little bit of edge. And I know like it's not like Reese is the most like fiery player, but at least like in the locker room and at least behind the scenes, like he wasn't able to be there because he had the ACL surgery.
Yep.
Like Bryce is there, you know, that was nice, I'm sure, but like Reese wasn't able to be there. So I think there's a portion of slow start, a bit of, you know, this is going to be a struggle.
That's great.
So
this is good.
We're on to the Yankees.
We're on to the Yankees. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, Yankees are pretty good. So, you know, look, it. The most frustrating thing is, like we talked about so many times coming in, if there was a season in, you know, the last decade where you're like, all right, I just want them to start hot.
Yeah.
I want people to be invested in this team. I want people to go out to the ballpark. It's this year, and that's what's so frustrating about this start because, you know, they have a real opportunity, like we talked about, to grab the excitement that this city had last run, which was the most exciting thing that's happened in this city in a decade. Certainly felt that way. You know, obviously the Eagles Super Bowl run was fun, but like it felt so special and so meaningful that everyone was back in on the Phillies. And it's like, oh, Texas. Just fritter it away.
Oh, there they are. There's the team.
I did feel like we're back. Like, that was my whole thought all weekend was like, yep. We got a special 3 weeks in October, and then it's like, same old story, same old song.
Well, but I think that's also the unfair part of the beginning of the season is that I think people thought they were going to be like October again. Right. And it's just like, can we? So I know I am definitely more concerned than you in a way, mm-hmm. but I'm also at the same time holy cow with the freaking it's over, this is who they were, they're a bunch of losers.
Yeah. It's like, relax.
All they did was get hot for 3 weeks in October, and Nola's this, and you know, Wheeler, he's 95 now, so he's done, and mm-hmm. and like, oh, there's Schwarber, boomer bust. You know, it's just like,
he's going to be hitting 190 in May again.
So it's just like, oh my God, can we just take a deep breath in a way? But I get it. Like, I get it. Because last year, everyone wants to recreate what happened. And everyone.
Well, and the excitement of last year makes us that come in that much more juiced up for it. So it's that much more disappointing now.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you have expectations.
Like, yes.
When they lost in the World Series, it was like, man, that stunk. But man, what a fun year.
What a fun year.
Like, what a fun 3 weeks.
Yes.
You know, and now it's just like, now the expectations are, you got to get back there. You got to get back there. So like, any time where it doesn't look like they're going to get back, I mean, people are going to press the panic button. And for some, and again, like I had to take a walk on Saturday. their doors blown off.
Oh, God.
And I was over, we were taking Walker to go see his aunt and uncle and nieces for the first time. You were watching the game, and you know, I'm keeping it together.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah. And then I sure. think it was the homer off Sir Anthony, where like kids are screaming inside.
Like, they're like, I'm out.
Yeah. I was like, I just need to go on a walk. I walked to the end of the driveway, took a couple minutes, mm-hmm. came in.
Some Jack time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Turned the game right off. And put on the NCAA tournament game.
It's a good move.
By the way, had FAU money line.
Did you really?
Yeah, so I had FAU money line.
Oh my God.
I had FAU 6-10 to win by 6-10.
What a horrible loss that is.
I had FAU 11-15 just because the odds are good. It was sitting right in front of me.
And then you had
that
loss.
Bull crap.
Oh,
by the way, also, I had a Schwarber home run.
I did too. I did.
Yeah, a Schwarber home run. Yeah. I had a Turner home run. I thought he hit two of them. I had Mookie Betts home run on Saturday night. So listen to this ridiculousness. He hits a home run. The guy catches it, but they on the field they ruled it a double, so they had to go look at it. They called fan interference, but he was not allowed to go home as a home run.
Oh.
So it was a double. It was like, I am on such a freaking cold streak.
Damn.
It's not even funny.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
It was like, are you serious? It's been a tough weekend. Like, I'm just,
I can tell,
it's like,
buddy.
And Walker's amazing. And like, you know, we're starting to get into a little bit of rhythm here.
Love it.
But you're 0-3, pal.
I know. Like, you gotta step it up, kid.
Yeah, like you don't have a back of the baseball card yet, so I don't know the track record that we can kind of suggest with you that you're gonna be able to keep it up, but like, holy, like, it's just, why did they have to do that? Like, why did they have to do that? If they lost every game like they lost last night.
Yeah, it would have been fine.
Where Schwarber should have had a home run. Mm-hmm. Turner should have had two. Like, boom, rips a ball that's a home run.
Oh, I know. That catch, was that?
I know. And, like, the stupid, what did Jonah Heim, like, calls time while Turner's going to second base?
Oh, yeah.
And then
that was a stolen base.
Yeah.
What was that?
So,
that made no sense.
That made no sense. Didn't get the rule. But like the way Saturday happened,
Turner and Harrison, the ball drop in between them. I mean, there was so much of that.
it's just like the Phillies to me, right? The Phillies to me, they're like a family member. You know what I mean?
We know.
Where it's like, just don't embarrass me in front of all my friends. You know what I mean? Like, just don't embarrass me in front of everyone.
Yes.
And they embarrassed me on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, also national TV. Embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And Sunday, loss. I mean, it's just a loss. Yeah. It wasn't embarrassing.
No, it's just a loss.
But it's just like, I hate it. Like, there is no one on planet Earth that is worse at handling Phillies losses than me.
We know, buddy.
I am not. Let me make this very clear. I am not doing well with the start of the season. Like I'm not a panicky fan.
Yeah.
But there's a panic in this voice right now.
I can hear
like,
it, buddy.
Like especially because I know how tough the NL is.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I know they're going to need 90 plus wins, I believe, to make the playoffs.
Wow, you think so?
I think they're going to need 90 plus wins.
Wow.
I think the Padres are 90 plus wins. I think the Dodgers are obviously 90 plus.
Sure. The two NL East teams and the Cardinals, but then that sixth spot will probably be, you know, the Brewers, the Giants, those teams like You think any of those teams win in 90 games?
I need 90.
Okay. just because you need it. That's good.
It's because what I expect now.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I think people were just dying to get the Phillies back. And people were just like, I want that feeling for 162. Now, that's not fair either, James. Like, it's just not fair to expect that level of intensity for an entire season. So, at least they're interested in Dallas Keuchel. You know, everything seems
What is going on here? We're talking about like, oh, we get hard throwers now. Let's go look at Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, at least they're interested in...
What is happening right now? Trade for someone, Dave. What are you doing?
It's not great.
It's not great, buddy.
And the fact that that's even like a thought...
I know. Well, that's the more concerning part. Like, Dallas Keuchel will not make the Major League roster.
Dude, Dallas Keuchel...
Like, even if they give him a minor league deal, he will not make the Major League roster. Like... The fact that they're even talking to the guy, what are we doing here?
I know. And it's like, there's, first off, as a better, like there is no one easier to fade in the history of baseball than Dallas Keuchel the last couple of years.
All time.
It's like, dude, he's hitting 86.
Yeah.
Like, so the funniest part about Keuchel is that he went to Driveline, which is supposed to be like, hey, we're going to increase velocity. Mm-hmm. And I watched his video from like, this is like 2 months ago before I even knew that it was like,
he was
maybe
like
the Phillies are going
to
sign him.
Yeah.
It was like sitting 87. Like, what are we? Like, what? Like, Dave, no. I know you're looking at the pedigree. I know we're looking at the back of the baseball card. If you sign Dallas Keuchel, fold the season.
Oh, God.
It's over.
Shut it down.
It's over. Dallas Keuchel?
Yeah, dude, I'm right there with you. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a joke when I heard it. Rhea said it on the morning show, and I was like, what? And I Googled it. I was like, no. No.
No.
Dave. Where are you getting your information? Oh, John Heyman. Not great. Not what I want to hear.
Now, we know Heyman's a Boris guy.
That's true.
So,
trying to get it out there, help it out there.
Let's see what his market is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, let's see what Dallas Keuchel's market's going to be.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, that was definitely the worst news of the weekend.
Yeah, it was the worst
losses
possible thing.
Losses or whatever, but don't be talking
about another guy named Dallas? I can handle Goddard. You start mixing in a pitcher? So things are going well. Things are going well.
Yeah, we got no issues.
No.
Everything's fine.
C.B. Buckner should probably be fired, right?
Dude, so again, I've wavered more than you have. You've been very staunch, but I am anti-robot umps is my official stance. I would absolutely take a robot ump over C.B. Buckner today. Like all C.B. Buckner's games, robots, do it right now. That was disastrous. And usually umps are just bad and it doesn't, you know, they're bad for everybody. That, like, actually really hurt the Phillies. Yeah. Like, he was extra bad for us.
Extra bad.
Yeah.
He could not place what an inside fastball is supposed to look like.
I mean, the Marsh one, I know that was the one that talked about most, but that was, like...
Oh, it's atrocious.
A disastrous call.
It was atrocious. And obviously, still very anti-robot umpire. But he was terrible. And... it was not great timing after our rant about the human element of the
not
game.
Not great.
Didn't feel great about the human element of the game on Saturday when they're down 16-3. And I know the pitcher still got to make pitches and stuff, but like it 100% affected the outcome of the game.
Without a doubt, it did.
I mean, like in multiple different spots.
And those were big spots. Like it doesn't spiral like that probably if it doesn't play out that way. Like Wheeler's probably not out of the game as early. Like there are multiple.
Yeah.
And Wheeler was pitching differently because of it. You could see it, and partially because of the pitch clock, but he wasn't trusting his stuff.
No, he was not. So C.B. Buckner, an atrocity.
Dude, I'm getting annoyed. I'm just like. We're so ready for this season to start, and then we get this trash, and then we got to watch C.B. Buckner, and I got you nervous.
But it's not...
I was expecting to come in, and you calm everyone down, and you're like, no! I'm panicking! Not quite, but I'm nervous.
Well, I guess my thing is this, is that, like, sure, like, I can... I can do the whole the 19 Braves got swept in the first week of the year, and mm-hmm. and the 21 Braves got swept by the Phillies in the first weekend of the year, and mm-hmm. they ended up winning the World Series.
They sure did.
But it really, I've just genuinely felt this way since I saw the first lineup, where it's like, that's not what I expected. And if the pitchers aren't ready to go, like I don't think the lineup is going to be able to carry them the way that they could have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that, you know, had Reese been there, I think the lineup could be expected to have, you know, 5-run, 6-run games on a pretty regular basis. Now what happens after I see what happened with Wheeler and Nola and Taijuan Walker, his last start, his velocity was down in all three spots, which is worrisome.
Oh, that's great.
You already have the Ranger injury. You have Andrew Painter who's not ready or is banged up a little bit. And then you see the bullpen. Yeah, I think the bullpen, of all the things that sucked this weekend, I think the bullpen's going to be
fine. Yeah, I'm not going to freak out.
Fine.
It, very small sample.
And again, the Junior Marte thing blew up.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
No, that's all right.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
It's a bring it up podcast.
That was when the game fell apart. You know, it was a game until Junior Marte came in, and then it was no longer a game.
Yes. Yeah. But we're a bounce back team here.
Yes. Yes, we are. Yes.
Also, just this is me. I'm talking to myself here.
Yes, good. That's all we want, really. You know?
Stop betting on the Phillies. Like, dude, every time they go down, I'm like, well, it's obviously a
tough one. Yeah, yep.
Because it used to be a bit against the Phillies.
Yes.
But now it's like I got so much faith in them. And plus, there's just good odds.
I know. You do get good odds live in game betting.
Oh, dude, that was like +7. All right.
I know.
Internal monologue.
I know.
Stop betting on the Phillies.
To you.
Do you think I'm handling this well? Like, so James and I are sitting next to each other.
Which is amazing.
For this podcast.
Love it.
How do I, like, do I look, like, am I handling this well?
So... Not really.
Yeah.
Not really. No,
I know I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not.
You're really not. Like, you're definitively not.
No, it's because I have waited since freaking Yordan Alvarez hit the furthest ball I've seen in my entire life that I've only seen twice. Although MLB.TV, they keep showing it.
I know. So
Have you noticed that every highlight is an anti-Phillies highlight?
No, I have not noticed that.
Dude, it's
is that true? Really?
They throw the Mets combined no-hitter on there. Like,
I do love the highlights in there because it used to just be like, you know,
commercial break
or whatever. And now they do the highlights, which I appreciate.
Yeah, but they're all anti-Phillies.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, they're all anti-Phillies.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, notice that next time when you're watching.
So someone at MLB is
out to get the Phillies,
that's
correct.
Good enough. Good.
No, but it's like I waited since the Yordan home run for them to get back. They signed Trey Turner. Like, the lineup top to bottom looks unbelievable. They make legitimate upgrades in the bullpen where it's like, oh my God, I don't have to freak out about them anymore. I think the staff's really good. I can't wait to see Andrew Painter. I can't wait to see Ranger Suarez in another full year as a starter, see him continue to develop into one of the best left-handed pitchers in baseball. You know, we have Wheeler Nola at the top of the rotation. And it's just like, and I'm not trying to be a soft, like, fan with the three games into the season thing, but it's just like there's this, I'm definitely shaken a little bit off of what I saw this weekend, and it didn't help that, like, in the third game of the year, I have Josh Harrison in left field and
batting six,
and Christian Pache, who I think has stunk for years, and the Philly.
It was fun. I texted you immediately when they got him. I was like, Pache, LOL. You have long. So, but for those who don't know, I mean, Pache was like a top 20 prospect in the sport.
Yeah,
like top 10 maybe even at certain points with the Braves, and the entire time Jack was like, that dude stinks. I always used to be like, oh, they got this guy. He's like, Pache stinks. He stinks. And then they trade for him.
Yeah, because what they do.
And he does stink. Very clearly.
I mean, it was essentially like having a pitcher hit.
Yeah,
again.
Great defensive player.
Yeah.
Horrible hitter.
Also, like, oh my God, you know, like Stott works a great at bat.
I know. And then it's like.
First pitch.
I know.
You can't hit.
I know.
Like, you can't hit.
When you treat Turner on deck.
At least take a pitch, Christian.
Trey Turner.
Christian Pache?
Yeah.
In the third game of the year?
I know.
I mean,
Bailey, Marsh, like, he's going to bat against lefty. Yeah, he's sitting on the bench.
And Bailey Falter was pretty good
last
night.
He was really good.
But, like, holy cow, you signed Taijuan Walker to be your third starter.
That had to be it is.
He said it was matchup-based.
Yeah,
but, like, I know. But, like, it's
you need to win.
Baseball.
Yeah, you want to win is a better way to put it.
They're fine.
Everything's fine.
At least
buddy.
We're facing Nestor Cortez and Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, no problem.
You know they're gonna. I'm putting this out there now. Like they're taking two or three from the Yankees.
You know they are. Yes.
I will not live in a world where they come home on Thursday or when it rains.
Yeah, they're gonna win the next two. They're gonna win the Taiwan start and they're gonna win the Matt Stram start and then they'll lose Nola. Like that's the way to work.
When everyone's back in.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like I can't deal with a world where they're 1-5 coming back to get their
Oh
race.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, right there with you, pal. I don't appreciate is probably a better way to say it. You pointing out the kind of string of bad stuff that's happening. Because I was just focusing on the weekend. I mean, like, three games, no big deal. And you're like, well, Ranger gets hurt. And then Reese gets hurt. And then Painter's hurt. And I don't love that.
But that's
the narrative is not the on the path I was hoping it would be on when you lay it out that way.
Well, that's because it really all just, like, started hitting me.
Yeah.
You know? And, I tried to fight it. You know? I did my best.
Not so great.
But maybe if they didn't get swept on the opening weekend of the year, maybe we'd be feeling different on this Monday. So so I feel like genuinely I need to get that off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
I need this whole however long we've been doing this.
We're 30 minutes in.
Yeah. You know, it's way harder talking about the Phillies when they're losing.
I know. I know.
It's way less fun to do the podcast. No, but like I need to get it all out there so that when they take 2 or 3 from the Yankees, I feel better.
I agree. Yeah. It'll be good.
Very calming.
Yeah. Yes. You'll feel great.
Yes.
And then you'll be back.
And then I'll be back.
I mean, the 2008 Phillies started 2-4.
Oh, did they?
They did.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Won the World Series.
It doesn't really matter what happens this week at all, but it just sucks.
But my life is completely dependent upon it. So it doesn't matter, but I will be literally inconsolable if they do not win games this week. Is that a fair kind
of
way to
make it? Official statement. I think it took us 30 minutes to get here. The official statement is, it's not that big of a deal, but also that really sucks.
Yeah, but also that really sucks.
So, I'm excited about the Yankee series.
I'm too.
I like seeing them play with the Yankees.
Me too. It'll be great.
And Gerrit Cole's a loser.
Total loser. He was great in his first start. He'll be bad in his second.
Nestor Cortez is their ace.
Yeah, Nestor.
I love Nestor.
Nestor.
Yeah, he's my guy.
Yeah. Well, Taiwan Walker's better. How about that?
Okay. He sure is.
No.
The single most important thing, if you want to
see Pasci in the lineup against the lefty tonight, or
oh. Listen, bring back Girardi if that's the case. No.
Right.
The most important thing about tonight, James, mm-hmm. is not a win or loss.
Ooh. That was not expecting that.
215-592.
Yeah, it is a taker.
The most important thing about tonight is that Taiwan Walker's velocity is all back.
Okay.
Because if he starts trending down, then you start worried about injury.
And we got no pitcher.
And then I use Matt Strom.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they're going to.
He just already started.
Yeah, too late.
And then who are they bringing up?
Yeah.
Well, that's Plassmeyer.
Yeah.
Okay. So the single.
I do see this spiraling quickly.
Dude, I know. And maybe because I was up at 3:30 changing a diaper.
Yeah. So I've been there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the single most important thing tonight is that Taiwan Walker's velocity is back, so we're not dealing with the rotation in shambles while our 1 and 2 starters are, like, figuring it out.
No big deal. Well, they pitched deep in October and November last year.
Good thing there's no track record of those guys struggling the next year.
It'll be fine.
You know who else pitched deep into October is hurt again? Justin Verlander. So, like...
Yes.
So hopefully,
well, that's a good thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, it didn't suck.
What?
The game did. But shout out to Tavola. Shout out to everyone who came out to hang out with us.
Yes.
We did have a blast. Shout out to Miller Lite. Miller Lite, awesome job giving out 20 pairs of tickets to the home opener.
Hopefully they're not 1-5 for it.
Hopefully they're not 1-5. Can you imagine that ballpark?
Well,
1-5. 0-6. For the most anticipated home opener in a decade, 0-6. Can you imagine?
I will not live in that world.
I will not let that be a world that I can even imagine. I can't imagine it. It won't happen.
No.
They're going to win some games. But we had the best time. It was awesome. Shout out to Scott and Delco, general manager of the place.
Scooter!
We had a great time. A lovely cake for Walker.
Yep.
Say, Walker.
Yep.
It was really awesome. We got to see a lot of our people. It was super fun. You know, Lisa came, Michael, Did not come. Got to give Michael a little, you know, a little rip for that.
Oh, yeah, go on a spring break trip to Montreal.
Yeah, it's a cool guy. Okay.
You're still in college.
Yeah. But shout out to everyone. We saw Jake and neighbor Dan and all kinds of awesome people. We had the best time. So, seriously, that was great. It was great. Especially when we're up 5-0.
Oh,
like,
it was a party. It was a party.
This is what we do. Then it got real quiet.
Yeah, it did. It really did.
That 9-run inning was not well received.
I mean, it was so perfect, right? Like, I had a bone plus 900 for a home run.
First time out and about since you had a kid. Yeah, you know, you're strutting.
Phil's team
strut.
Total. Phil's team total over three.
Like, congrats, Jack. I'm so happy for you. You're like, thank you. This is great.
And then the game happens.
And then the game.
So Tavola was great. And, well, I mean, we're going to have plenty, plenty more.
More stuff
hopes.
Coming down the road.
Bedlam at the Bars, as they're calling it.
Which
so.
Is a good name.
It is a great name. Yeah. It is a great name. So. Yeah. Proud of everyone
Where'd
involved.
Where'd they come up with that? Is that just a random thing?
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere. Clever.
Good work by them.
All right. We'll get to looking ahead, even though we kind of already have in a minute, to Yankees, Phillies. But you got any take back stuff today? You know if you're too down to do the take
back. No, never. Never too down.
The take back used to be a bastion, you know, if we're talking about the Phillies. Oh, this is all depressing. Let's talk about these prospects. So let's talk about the draft or whatever.
Well, there is positives in the take back.
Good.
One positive is that, like, dude, Trey Turner's incredible.
I love
it. Like, it's just
so smooth out
there. On second base so fast. He had like 2 triples. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, what is life right now? So Trey Turner is.
Now, one of them might have been aided by the sun a little bit, but
yeah, well, whatever. It's okay. Hey, is it a triple in the book?
It's a triple in the books.
So I can't wait to see him, you know, like I just can't wait to see him kind of get rolling here with everyone behind him. So I thought he was great. Castellanos. So, like, the funniest part about Castellanos is that he's doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple doubles.
Good at bats.
He had two walks.
Yeah.
But he's got to be like the least imposing.
Also, like, I mean, even just the way he hits, like, he's not, it feels like he has not hit a ball hard.
Because
yet.
When they signed him, I was like, oh my God, I used to be terrified of Castellanos.
Me too,
and like,
dude.
Every big moment, it felt like he was going to get a big hit of like, this is going to be backbreaking. And now it's just like,
don't swing at the pitch low outside, please.
Please, please just work a walk.
Please, buddy. Just tap the ball in the right field. I'll take it.
Yeah. So he looked. It was a positive Castellanos weekend.
It was,
but it's still like, man, you just strike no fear.
It's true, and now part of that's from last season. I think it carries over and all that, but he didn't rip a baseball.
The double was good.
Yes. Double was good.
I thought Brandon Marsh looked great.
I did too.
Like I'm excited. Like him being out of lineup last night was like really. You know, because like, come on, I want to see if he can hit lefties. Like, I think he exudes making winning plays.
I agree.
So I was very positive about what I saw from him. Bailey Falter was interesting. For the first time in his career, threw more curveballs than fastballs, and that's really important. Like his fastball is
not that fast.
No, but
it's the late release,
and like he has giddy up, and he needs to throw it up in the zone because if it throws it down the zone, then it's gonna rise right into the bat path, which is obviously a disaster. But you know, if he's starting to mix in the other pitches, it just makes the fastball look better. And I think that he fought that for a majority of his career because I think he got through the minor leagues just being able to throw fastball. And it seems like they're making a tweak to his usage. For his pitches, and I think it's gonna be big. Like he's never gonna blow you away. But if he can just give you a quality start on most nights, like we'll obviously take that from him. So I thought it was positive last night. I thought he threw the curveball a lot. I think he's gonna continue to do that because as major league hitters continue to see his fastball, like they're just gonna tee off on it. So I thought he was good, and I mean there was some good like Gregory Soto. I thought bounced back looked disgusting last night. Bohm has looked pretty good. The first game was obviously like, oh my gosh, this is insane. So like there's definitely some positives to take away from it. You know, there's some things where it's like, okay, you know, we can kind of enjoy what we saw in the spring, what we projected as we're going to happen. But overall, still
not fun.
Still not great.
It was a crappy weekend.
Yeah, it was crappy.
I almost cursed there. I almost said another word.
Oh, I think we know what the other word you would use.
Yeah, that's why I went crappy. It's what they call a synonym, Jeff.
Oh, and the last thing is that the Harper updates are just like,
It's out of control. Is he going to be back like next week? What's happening?
That's what I keep saying. It's like
you said, official June 10th high ups position. It's going to be way before that. Like I think it's going to be like mid May.
Yeah, we'll see. But let's, like Thompson says something else. Like
he's going to be hitting.
Well, I think Bryce said that he's already taking full hacks.
Yes.
It's like how. What? How are you doing that?
They were like, oh, yeah, he's going to be facing live pitching.
Yeah,
like,
hold on.
What are you talking about?
Facing live pitching?
What are you talking about?
Did he get surgery? He got surgery in, like, December, didn't he?
This is unbelievable. It makes no sense to me. Like, I'm so confused. Everything we know about Tommy John timelines, I know hitters different than pitchers and all that, but, like, still, this it makes no sense to me.
Yeah. So, turns out we might have a superhero.
Yeah, the whole, like, they always say that. They're like, oh, this guy heals different. It's like, oh, maybe this guy actually does heal different.
Yeah, he might.
Remember, like, Hurts. Everyone's like, oh, he heals different. Oh, he'll be back. And he wasn't. And he wasn't back. And no. He didn't heal different. Like, Bryce Harper actually might heal different.
Yeah. So,
I mean, to be fair, the dude, like, went on that postseason run with a torn UCL. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Official second high hopes position of the podcast. Need Bryce back.
Yeah, dude.
Could really use having Bryce back.
I mean, you feel it. You did. Yeah. You're right. That was, I think it's a combination of Reese and Bryce because I think we thought Reese would kind of carry it, but like, you really miss Bryce.
You felt like you were missing one bat.
Yeah.
Like, all weekend long, it just felt like they're missing.
Missing one big dude in there.
When they get him back, like, they can tread water. Like, it's not like you have to be 10 games over 500 when Bryce comes back. Like, I'm perfectly fine with treading water. If you want to be 4 games over 500, whatever. Like, just be in it when Bryce gets back. Because when he gets back, like, everything just falls into place. Everything. Everything is just like this kind of is their cure. Now, obviously, we learned, I'm not freaking out about them at all. You know, it's
got long track records of
success. Yeah. And to their credit, you know, a lot of great pitchers struggled this weekend.
Yeah.
Like Corbin Burns got lit up.
Jacob DeGrom in the very first game.
Well,
it's the opener, but still.
Yeah, I'm not.
Corbin Burns did get lit up. Yeah.
He did get, well aware. Did not help my Cy Young ticket.
How many Cy Young tickets do you have?
No, I put out two. I'm not very good at putting out
two. Is it just him and Jesus?
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, listen.
Jesus.
If you get 10,000 plus 10,000 odds.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. So, yeah, they got to figure it out.
They do have to figure it out.
It needs to be 7 o'clock now.
Yeah, honestly, I just need a game.
I need a win.
Yeah, I need a win. Now, if they lose, I'm just going to call it a work tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, don't worry. There will be a, there should be a final out in the
feed. Oh!
So, everyone's going to get the reactions they need.
Should be great. I can't wait for a Jack Fritz 0-4 final out.
That'd nope, be, there won't be.
No, there won't be. They're going to win tonight.
They're going to win.
I feel very, very confident. They're definitely taking 2-3 in New York. Yes. Old school. All right. So is that the take back?
Yeah.
Okay. A little mediocre take back, but I'll take it.
Thanks.
Did you expect me to be ready with an edition of Is This Weird?
Oh,
America's favorite game?
One of our favorites.
So you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to know tell me if this is weird. Whenever I watch MLB games on the package, so for those who don't know, Jack knows because he has the package as well. When you watch the package games, you have a choice. You go to a game, let's say it's, what was the game yesterday? Blue Jays Cardinals. I was watching some of that. And you get a choice. You can either go to the Cardinals feed or the Blue Jays feed, right? And you'd be like, all right, whatever. Or you'd be like, oh, I like these announcers or whatever it is. I always go to the feed of the team I'm rooting for. Even if it's just fantasy related, even if it's because I have a hitter or a pitcher or whatever, I've never seen the Mets or Braves broadcast ever because I never watch it because I'm always I'll watch any broadcast on the planet that's not the team that I'm rooting against. Is that weird?
So you're rooting, so you watch the Blue Jays feed?
I watch the Blue Jays feed. Exactly right.
You miss Chip Carey's debut.
That's my point.
Debut.
I don't care about how good the feed is. It's bad. You would always take the better announcers. Don't care. I take the quote-unquote home team for me. Is that weird?
It's not too weird. I watch, I just click what everyone's first, and then I put it on mute.
Yeah.
Like, I don't listen to
it. And I mute a lot, too, because I got on the second TV and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just have to pick the feed that I can't support the Braves.
No.
That's a Braves feed.
That's it. Well, you still have all the childlike passion, like hate for
I
teams.
Do.
So,
I do. So, yeah. I'm much more of a hate the other team guy than you are.
Yeah. Although, the Mets and Braves are the closest that I
closest, yes.
Yeah, because I do hate them.
Yeah, as you should. We all should.
But like,
with all of our souls.
Oh.
Ah.
I think it makes sense. Although I do think you're missing. I, I like the Mets booth, but that's just me.
They got a good booth. Can't do it. Won't do it. Sorry.
Don't want to hear it. I love it because I guess if you you turn on the home feed, then you're getting the Homer broadcast.
And then even then, it's like I'm not even really. There's no logic.
I'm coming around to your logic.
Good. There is none.
No, there is. There's the underlying logic.
Okay. How about another? Is this weird?
Okay.
So if we brought this up on the pod, I don't know, but listeners tell me if this is weird because Jack can't answer because he's the one that does it. Is it weird that whenever we do a show, and now you're looking me in the eyes, which is so rare, whenever we do a show together and so you can't look me in the eyes usually when you're talking, you always got to turn this way.
Yeah, well, that's when I start making really good points, I look up. When I start like locking in things.
Is that weird or no? I don't know.
Is it weird that I look up?
Or that you don't look at me when you're talking?
No, it's definitely, I don't know. I don't think it's weird.
I don't think it's that weird either. For what it's worth, Elliot does the same thing.
But it's just like, I don't want to look at you while I'm making a point.
I'm right here. Look at me. Let's talk to
you. No, but I got you in my peripheral.
No, I know. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, is it weird that at High Hopes events, I just, when things start getting tight, I just try to find them.
Oh, I know. You just like lock in.
Try to isolate myself.
I know. It's impossible, too.
No, it's hard. It's really hard. But... still power through.
You did. How's Walker, by the way? Everything good?
Yeah, Walker's great.
Dad life's good?
Yeah, dad life's good.
You feeling good about diaper changing all that? I never gave you a tip. Do you want a tip?
I think I got the diaper changing thing.
Oh, you feel good about it?
I will say, I thought I'd hate diaper changing way more than I would.
It's not that bad.
And the thing that I actually hate is putting on their clothes.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Well, and it's like, am I going to break it?
So you know what's so funny? That was my advice. And I got it from when Zoe was in the NICU. She was in the NICU for 10 days when she was born. And it was from a NICU nurse. And I was going to change Joey's diapers. So like, all right, you know, I'm going to help you do this. And I was so like scared. I was so like, oh, like you're so little or whatever. And she literally said to me, she's like, you're not going to break her. And she like grabbed her, lifted her legs up, was like, boom, boom, boom. And like, and she's like, you're not going to break her. Like humans are strong. Even little babies are built fine. And it was really helpful. Like it really helped me. Like, and I much more assertive
right.
with diaper changing and all that. So you're not going to break him.
I know, but
that's the advice.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. Everything's been good though. I didn't have any aversions to anything. Like the diaper changing, I think it's funny. It's like, oh, you know, good one, buddy.
Nice job. Look at that. Wow, pal. Look at you. I will say that you're probably not there yet. I will tell you what until they can do it for themselves, which is around like three, maybe, I don't remember. Maybe it's 2.5, 3, whatever, but blowing their nose is the most annoying thing you'll have to deal with because they can't blow. So they can't, like, do the blow motion. So, like, you have to get this thing. It's called a nose Frida, where you suck the mucus, right? Stick it up there and you go, and you suck it right out. Like, you're going to have to get one of those for a while because they can't blow their nose. And it's so annoying. And it's like, just blow your freaking nose. It's pouring out of you.
Yep.
So yeah,
looking forward to it.
It should be great.
But, yeah, we're taking everything in stride. But he needs to get a win tonight.
Big just time. Like, I mean, if we're going to be honest, all right, let's just lay the cards on the table. There is one thing that is different about this season with this pod, this whole thing. One thing.
I know.
So a lot of pressure.
Well, there is a lot of pressure. I can already tell in circles of Phillies fans right now, like, oh, Walker's costing us a season. Oh, way to go. So he's got to get a win.
He's got to get a win.
Overcome adversity.
I believe in him. I'll give you that.
I believe in them too. Yeah. We are winners in that household.
That's right. We're not losers.
All
right, you got any final thoughts?
No.
I kind of used mine there. So.
Just win.
Just
win.
Just freaking win.
Just calm. I need a nice relieved feeling.
Yeah. Who'd have thunk we'd be like ecstatic with 2-4 for the home opener at this point?
Oh, it's awesome.
Give me 2-4. Just like going.
Awesome. Great.
All right.
Everything's fine.
We'll be back later in the week. We'll figure it out. I got a wedding this weekend, but we'll make it work.
When they take 2 or 3.
Boom. Yeah, before the home opener.
Before the home opener.
There it is. All right.
Because we will be there on Thursday
We will be there. If it's not right now, we'll be at the game Thursday, and we'll figure out a pod between then. All right. This is great. Walker.
Figure it out.
It's on you, buddy. Until then, he's for some time.